I'm David Hutton of Ophthalmology Times with another episode of iPod. Today, I'm joined by Keith Lane, Vice President and Therapeutics Head at Aura Incorporated, to discuss uveitis and flare-ups, including challenges in clinical trials. Thanks for joining us. Loosely explain uveitis and how flare-ups manifest.
Hi, David. Thanks for having me. So non-infectious uveitis is essentially inflammation of the uvea, which includes the iris, the ciliary body, and the choroid. It's honestly not always clear what causes uveitis flare-ups. Most of the time, we don't figure it out. But when it does flare up, the inflammation can be really severe. And if it's not treated quickly, it can lead to permanent vision loss. So ophthalmologists are usually very aggressive with how they treat uveitis and can be very particular. And that makes it a somewhat challenging, disease to study, because you've got, doctors that really need to act very quickly, very aggressively to make sure that they're not going to have a vision loss situation with the patient. And, that obviously has a trickle-down effect in how we can study the disease.
From a clinical perspective, why does uveitis present such a challenge?
Yeah, so I think, sort of as I was alluding to, the doctors tend to treat a significant uveitis flare-up with systemic steroids, so they're very aggressive, and they have certain ways that they like to treat it. And when you're doing a multi-center clinical study, so from the perspective of how do you develop a drug for uveitis, you want everyone to do things the same way. Well, with uveitis in particular, people have their own certain way that they like to do things that they're comfortable with that's going to reduce inflammation and maintain vision. So, there are certain doctors that they're always going to treat with systemic steroid. And if you are looking to, evaluate a topical steroid, they're not going to be a good candidate for participation in a given trial. So, it's challenging in that the treatment modalities are somewhat diverse. They're very aggressive. They involve systemic steroids, which obviously have impacts on other things that you're, for the patient and things that you would monitor in a clinical trial. And it's certainly a unique disease, so to speak, when it comes to performing research on it.
Do flare-ups pose even more of an obstacle?
Yeah, so I think flare-ups, they can pose an obstacle. The challenge with flare-ups is you need to design a way of looking at uveitis that, ultimately you're either looking to prevent a flare-up in terms of how you treat a patient, or you're looking to address a flare-up that has occurred. And that sort of, those two modalities are really the way that the ophthalmologist, thinks about uveitis in their patient. It's the way that we on the drug development side think about designing studies to address uveitis. And, the treatment approaches are different. So, if you have active inflammation, I talked about a systemic steroid approach where, you're giving a heavy dosing regimen to try to reduce inflammation quickly and preserve vision. With something like preventing a flare-up, it could be something like a steroid insert, like Yutique or a product, like the EyePoint product, perhaps. And the idea there is to prevent that flare-up from occurring. So, do you dose the patient to prevent the next flare-up, and versus are you trying to actually, reduce the inflammation associated with the flare-up? And it's managing uveitis involves really, managing both of those factors.
Are there early warning signs or proactive steps to avoid flare-ups?
Honestly, there's not really. I would say most of the warning signs are symptomatic. The patient starts to experience pain, blurred vision, perhaps light sensitivity. And then, if they've had one before, they know they've got to get in and see their ophthalmologist, immediately, and that it's a critical situation. But in terms of, the warning signs, most of these patients I wouldn't say that there's other obvious things that we really know how to look for at this point in time. Most of it's symptomatic.
What is the current standard of care, and how may treatments be individualized for patients in unique cases?
Yeah, so, current standard of care, I alluded to, it does differ a bit whether or not the patient is, active with the disease or whether or not they are quiet, so to speak. High-dose systemic steroid, topical steroid or topical anti-inflammatory, often used in combination when there's active disease. Systemic treatments like Humira is also given for uveitis frequently, depending on where you are. Once treatment evolves, once the inflammation resolves, I should say, you know, the steroid inserts have a role in preventing future flare-ups, and that's traditionally how it's treated. And, you know, individual care patterns do matter. So, you know, the clinician will, if this is a recurrent uveitis situation, will know what worked for that patient previously and will try to emulate that with a second round of treatment if the flare-up occurs again.
How are clinical trial researchers working to overcome the challenges uveitis?
So it's a work in progress. And I think what we have tried to do is really cater the approach to match the mechanism of action of the product. Meaning if it is a product that's designed to address that acute phase of uveitis, you've got to come up with, you know, appropriate inclusion, exclusion criteria, appropriate endpoints to address acute inflammation, but you have to do it within the context of what the investigators are willing to do in terms of deviating from their normal treatment patterns. And a lot of the time, this means that you actually have to let the investigators give the systemic steroid, even though that could play a role in the, you know, the inflammatory parameters of the drug that you're studying. Because if you tell doctors, we don't want you giving, you know, systemic prednisone when you have a flare up, they're not going to put any patients in the trial. So you have to come up with these sort of designs that unfortunately maybe reflect a little bit of a compromise, because you need to get patients enrolled and it's a serious disease that requires a serious treatment, and you have to be willing to work with researchers on that. Honestly, preventing flare up is a little bit of an easier clinical research paradigm to work under than the acute disease, where, you know, you're at the mercy of you know, trying to develop a protocol that the majority of investigators are willing to follow, and, you know, ultimately will allow them some flexibility in how they treat their patients.
And lastly, what clinical trials are we seeing in the pipeline for uveitis?
So there's quite a few that are early stage that involve a wide range of mechanism of action, from anti-inflammatory to immunomodulatory. And then there's a couple that are in later stage as well. Santen has a phase 3 program going on with an intravitreal injected product for uveitis. EyePoint has another UTIC program going on, which is, again, a steroidal insert for preventing disease flare-ups. So there's a lot of activity in the space, which is great to see, because it is an area of some, what I would consider somewhat unmet need. You know, heavy steroid is really the way it's treated. That's sort of an archaic way, if you think about how, you know, we treat diseases in this day and age. So I think, you know, there's certainly room for growth, and we're certainly seeing that interest from the industry.
Excellent. Thank you for joining us today.
Absolutely. Thanks, David.